records. Phonograph. Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go and dance in there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle.
Pop, pop.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, Elvis.
I'd like to do a medley of some of my biggest records for you. They were actually no bigger than the rest of them. They were all about the same size.
And Groucho.
Is the opera over yet?
Not yet, signore. In a few minutes.
Hey, you, I told you to slow that nag down. On account of you, I nearly heard the opera.
A revolutionary and a subversive. 40 years ago, this week in 1977, a slow week in August was marked by the exit from the collective building of our experience of these two iconic figures. And they made records. And records were made about them. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. Just a country boy that combed his hair. He put on a shirt his mother made, and he went on the air. And he shook it like a chorus girl. Yeah, he shook it like a Harlem queen. He shook it like a midnight rambler, baby. Like you never seen, you never seen. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, day that he died, the day that he died. How he took it all, all the black and white. Grabbed his wand in the other hand, and he held on tight. And he shook it like a hurricane. Yeah, he shook it about to make it rain. He shook it like a holy roller, baby. With his soul at stake, his soul at stake. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. Yeah, I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, day that he died. He was all alone in a long decline. Thinking how happy John Henry was when he fell down and died. When he shook it and he rang like silver. He shook it and he shined like gold. He shook it and he beat that steam drill, baby. Well, bless my soul, bless my soul. He shook it and he beat that steam drill, baby. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
I believe in you.
But don't break me.
From 1984's The Unforgettable Fire, U2, Elvis Presley, and America. And Tom Jones doing Gillian Welch's Elvis Presley Blues. Elvis always on our mind, but especially in this week, the 40th anniversary of his death.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Oh baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be. Your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight. Dollar, rabbit's foot on a string, a happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's
to hope tonight.
The easy charm of Elvis Presley, a guy who was just simply a natural. And because he was so comfortable in his own skin, he was able to reach and grab things that maybe others wouldn't have quite gone for. But Elvis had the confidence to do it because he was Elvis. Even before he became the king, he had a sense of self and a sense of presence that identified a true star in every sense of the word. And again, innate talent, raw talent, which would become refined as the years rolled on. As a matter of fact, by the late 60s, Elvis could convincingly deliver something as out of left field as this out of left field Bob Dylan song.
If today was not endless highway, if tonight was not endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sounds that show no pain, I can't hear echo of my footsteps, I can't remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river, there's beauty in the sunrise in the sky, but none of these and nothing else could match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. If today was not an endless highway. If tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, for only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
Building, come to the phone. Calling Elvis, I'm here on
Dire Straits went out in style, calling Elvis on their last LP called On Every Street, here on The Vinyl Experience. Elvis Presley, the subject of many evocative songs in which people project themselves into some kind of an Elvis scenario. Here's a very literal one to be followed by a very figurative one. Jimmy Webb and Mark Cohen. First, Jimmy Webb. It's a true story.
Tell you a story.
Marcone's Walking in Memphis made him a singer-songwriting, if you will, star. And Jimmy Webb already was one of those, but his life changed when he had a chance meeting with Elvis Presley, and there was a connection. A couple of true-life Elvis stories, very reverent ones, as the Vinyl Experience remembers Elvis Presley 40 years after his death in August of 1977. Here is a less reverent recollection of Elvis from a time when Elvis had transitioned into sort of high camp, supermarket tabloid fodder. Elvis is still alive, Elvis and Sasquatch, Elvis abducted by aliens, it just went on and on. Mojo Nixon put a stop to it.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere. Everything. He's in everybody. Elvis is in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers. Elvis is in Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody's got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis. The anti-Elvis. Anti-Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya. Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him. Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joni, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Phenomenon out there in the world. A lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya, who built the pyramids?
Elvis!
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis!
Yeah, man, you see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and you think they're talking to Allah, they're talking to themselves, man, no, they're talking to
Elvis! Elvis! Elvis!
You know what's going on that Bermuda Triangle? Down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, 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 Elvis needs boats.
Ah, the sailing Elvis. Captain Elvis. Commodore Elvis it is. Yeah, man. You know, people from outer space. People from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek job. They look like Elvis.
Elvis.
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere.
Gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody gotta sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
And get your lip too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's
uh-huh.
with us and he's speaking to us. He says peoples.
Uh-huh.
He says peoples.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Everybody gotta uh-huh. sing.
Elvis is everywhere.
Said and done, it's the music that matters. Elvis was a larger-than-life personality, but those records changed the world. And it certainly changed the hearts and minds of people who were capable of making music themselves. The Cowboy Junkies expressed that on their debut, The Trinity Session, Blue Moon Revisited, Song for Elvis on the Vinyl Experience. I mentioned that Elvis was a revolutionary. Groucho Marx, who died on the 19th of August in 1977, same week as Elvis. He was a subversive. If rock and roll was the musical genre that challenged the established order, well, the Marx Brothers were the comic equivalent of rock and roll. And there's much to say about that whole branch of popular culture and American show business, but let's just stay focused on the records as we do on the Vinyl Experience. Groucho Marx made a few of them. One, in 1951, was an LP that focused just on the songs of the team Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, who wrote a lot of straight-ahead popular standards, but also novelty songs for their friend Groucho Marx in the movies and on the outside. And in these readings, there's a kind of a gentle wit. There's a more reserved, older, less flamboyant Groucho but still sharp as a tack. And with that timing, that wait for it, here it is, you missed it already, here comes another one kind of timing. Two songs, Groucho on LP from 1951, The Vinyl Experience.
A man sat by the fireplace, the fire it was out. It was out because the logs were soaking wet.
Were soaking wet.
He thought of days when he sat on his mother's knee, which, by the way, was also soaking wet.
So soaking wet.
He then put on his coat and hat and grabbed a nearby cane, and to the good old fireplace these words he did explain. There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B. From the shores of California to the rock-bound coast of Maine, we'll settle down in Washington, D.C. In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, where the best things in life are free, in the foothills of Tennessee.
There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B.
When the snow falls in Montana and it's raining in Peru, I love you like the honey loves the bee.
In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska,
where the best things in life are free, in the foothills of Tennessee.
Dad, oh Dad, we love you so.
Dear old Dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Today, Father, is Father's Day, a day that we all revere.
The tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year.
tell us it was nice of us to bother. But it really was a pleasure to fuss through.
For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us.
Yes, you are the one for us.
Apart from the Marx Brothers, Groucho would make records and host a TV and radio quiz show and be the toast of late-night talk shows toward the end of his career, where very often he would revive songs in these intimate sort of readings, like what you just heard, Father's Day, song which Groucho recorded on an album for American Decca Records 1951, The Vinyl Experience. Let's fast forward to A&M Records 1972. Groucho made a double LP set of his appearance at Carnegie Hall for Music and Spoken Word Reminiscence. Here is one of those reminiscings.
I was once invited to Cecil DeMille's rejection room, and they were running Samson and Delilah with Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature. I'm sure many of you had seen that picture sometime or other. So when Cecil DeMille came up to me when the picture was over, and he said, how did you like the picture? I said, it'll be a failure. And he said, why? Why will it be a failure? Well, because he got the characters wrong. Victor Mature has much bigger knockers than Hedy Lamarr. And they never asked me at the Paramount again.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. Just scratching the surface of the wit and wisdom of an American genius. Two of them in the spotlight for today's Vinyl Experience. We lost them both on this week, 40 years ago, 1977, Groucho Marx and Elvis Presley. More Vinyl Experience to, well, experience, however you like, in the archives at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Pick an old Vinyl Experience show. Give it a whirl. Also listen to 24/7 Vinyl Experience Radio on iHeartRadio, whole station. Follow the Vinyl Experience Facebook fan page and me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.
Congratulations, Professor. Wonderful, Professor.
Marvelous.
All right, scram, boys. I'll meet you in the barbershop.